All right, hour number two, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. Amy Robbins joining us now. She is a spokesperson for Parler, a political commentator as well. Welcome back, Amy. How are you?
Hey, John. Thanks so much for having me on tonight.
I appreciate it very much. All right, let's talk about Donald Trump, the administration, freezing federal family planning grants worth about $120 million.
Sure. Yeah, let's talk about that because, okay, before we really dive into it, I want to lay some context for people who, John, you and I both know, barely make it past the headlines,
okay.
Right? So first and foremost, we have to remember that around 75 million people went to the polls last November and voted for a new direction in this company, in this country. President Trump campaigned on two very important things. One, reducing wasteful spending within our federal government and getting rid of DEI at the federal, like DEI programs at the federal level. So this move is really in a direct response to that. So this doesn't have anything to do with President Trump going out there and trying to eliminate abortion. That's not what's happening here for the people that is extremely important to. But what this is doing is the Health and Human Services has a responsibility to take a look at any organization that is receiving federal grants. They have to make sure that they are in compliance with the executive orders that President Trump signed recently, and that being diversity, equity, and inclusion. Mm-hmm. So they're planning on freezing these funds until, you know, they have a chance to look and see if any of those funds are being allocated in a way and or in a manner that actually goes against that executive order.
Okay.
So, you know, for me, I look at this and I say Planned Parenthood has operated in a way, I think, that says that they're above the law. For so long, they have been piggybacking off of taxpayer dollars, mm-hmm. providing services that more than 50% of the American taxpaying population doesn't want their taxpayer dollars going to in the first place. So I think in a roundabout way, it probably could be considered a win for a lot of people, even though they're using the backdoor tactics of going after DEI. I think people that are pro-life are looking at this as a potential win.
Okay. Now, when you talk about these particular organizations, do you have any you can name out that are receiving these funds?
You mean the grants in general?
Who's actually getting the money is my point.
Well, I mean, you have to look at it very broadly. So this isn't just affecting Planned Parenthood.
Okay.
You've got schools that are being threatened right now, like colleges, universities, places that are receiving grants for quote-unquote research projects. I mean, I think the biggest one that comes to mind right now is schools.
Okay.
So schools that are continuing to teach gender ideology, that are continuing to include DEI or critical race theory within their curriculum, like those type of programs are going to be looked at as if they're going to continue receiving federal funding or not.
Okay. In other words, and that's where I was going with that, is it's not just the big name Planned Parenthood. There's a lot of different organizations that could be receiving our tax dollars, is my point.
Absolutely. No, you're exactly right. Like they're not. Yeah. And I think that's a lot of people are up in arms because they think, oh, my gosh, you know, President Trump is stopping the funding just for this. No, he's not. They're literally going in and looking at all of these institutions that are receiving these federal grants. He is not playing around when he says that he does not want DEI receiving money at the federal level. And so, they're taking a look at all the contracts and they're going to.
As they should, but really quick, Amy.
As they should.
Yeah, not to interrupt, but as they should. I mean, realistically, this should have been stuff going on all along.
Yep.
It's gotten so out of hand that now that we're starting to, you know, really, how should I say this, Amy? It's like, I guess my picture in my mind would be, this is that runaway stagecoach where all of a sudden the stagecoach operator dropped the reins. They're now down running on the dirt. You watch the movies where he's now climbing on the horses trying to get the reins back. And literally, that's exactly what's happening right now.
That's a beautiful picture because you're exactly right. That is what's happening. I was thinking like on a more personal level to that, like, when I got married young, we had to put a budget in place so that our spending habits wouldn't get out of control. So what did we do? We had to look at the things that had to go. So like those programs that weren't aligning with our goals. President Trump has a goal and a mission for this country, and it's going to hurt a little bit. I remember when I had to get back on track, get my spending under control. There were things that
it always hurts.
It always hurts a little bit, but at the end of the day, when we got aligned and we got that spending under control, we got on budget, we were able to achieve those goals. Yeah. And I mean, he obviously has a much larger challenge out for him right now. But this is, like, to me, the easiest place to start.
But it's, and it's all, you know, and on the same token, Amy, you know, whether it's the federal government, we're talking trillions, or it's a home budget. I mean, the reality is, and you know, I've explained it numerous times, your point, well taken, that family budget, it's exactly the same thing. It's on a much larger scale, of course. But yeah, it's going to have some pain on the front side. But once that pain has gone, you know, once you've gone through the pain, I guess I should say, and you realize that, oh, wait a minute, we tightened our belt, we did really well. Now we've got the freedom to do some things that we couldn't do before because we now have the money to do so. Now, I will say this, as a country, we're $36.5 trillion in debt. The reality is it's going to be a little while before we actually feel some of that, you know, pain subside, but we got to start someplace.
We do. And I mean, if you really look at it, he's got 4 years. He's got 4 years to make as impactful of cuts as he can possibly make. And I think this is a really great place to start because at the same time, every time he makes a cut like this and he blames on their DEI program, it is another way that is it's opening people's eyes to what has truly been going on in this country over the last several years.
Mm-hmm. You are exactly right. By the way, good analogy on your side of the fence as well when it comes to just a family budget and how that works. And the reality is if families don't get their budget, and by the way, Amy, some don't. You know, some families never figure this out. They go through that bankruptcy cycle, you know, every 5 to whatever years it happens to be, you know, how quickly you can actually go back into it again, which, no offense, that's probably another thing that needs to be revamped and quit doing that. But the reality is some learn, some do really well, some come out of it stronger than they went into it. And unfortunately, Amy, some never learn. And I'm afraid that we've got a political party right now that really doesn't care and they've never learned how this works.
Well, they haven't, but also if you look at what Doge is uncovering, we're starting to see why they have not been so keen on wanting to rein in their spending, because we understand that they're getting a lot of their slush funds funded.
Yep.
They're getting a lot of their special interest programs funded, things that we should never have been spending our taxpayer dollars on in the first place. And it just goes to show how deep this problem really has become and why. And I honestly think it's on both sides. Why there are people on the Republican side and the Democrat side that don't want to rein this in because they don't want their pockets, their little piggy banks to get cut off.
Yep. Yep. No, you, Amy, well said. I think you're 100% correct. There are people on both sides of the aisle. Spending can be a problem, by the way, on either side.
Yep.
That is not a political thing. Yes, I realize one party, I think, spends way more than the other because their goal is to ruin the country through their Marxist ideology. And spending, by the way, is one of those. Although that disease spreads both ways.
Oh, well, absolutely, because you think about the Republicans having the opportunity to cut the government. Like, they don't have to keep letting us raise the debt ceiling.
That's
every
right.
single time there's a budget meeting that comes up, there's a vote on the budget. They don't have to keep allowing everybody to keep increasing the spending, but they do. So I think a lot of them are as much a part of the problem, unfortunately, and until they get a handle on this. So this is why President Trump is having to crack down so hard where he can and what is within his executive power to do, because he knows the game. And he knows that we've never seen even the Republican side, when they're in power, cut back on that budget and not spending themselves.
That's right. Amy, how do folks find you and talk about Parler for a moment as well?
Oh, absolutely. So you guys can go and follow my show. It's called The Amy Robbins Show. All you have to do is go download Play TV. It's a brand new free speech, long video format platform. You can get in the App Store. You can follow me on Instagram at The Amy Robbins or The Amy Robbins Show, and follow along with all the wonderful things that we are doing over at Play TV and at Parler as well.
Awesome. Amy, I appreciate it very much. You guys keep doing the great work you're doing. I thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. Have a great evening.